A new mutation of the Delta variant could be fueling a COVID surge in the United Kingdom. Scientists worry the Delta Plus variant could be even more transmissible than the original and further evade COVID-19 vaccines. It's now under investigation in the UK, but hasn't yet been named a variant of concern by the Centers for Disease Control here in the US. For more, we're joined by Dr. Angela Rasmussen. She's a virologist at the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon, Canada. Welcome back, Dr. Rasmussen.
Thanks so much for having me, Callum.
So what do we know about this new mutant?
We really only know what mutations this new mutant, which is actually what's called a sublineage of Delta. It's essentially a descendant of Delta, which mutations it has. And we know that in the UK, it's taking over an increasing percentage of the total number of cases that they have that they're sequencing. But I should add that right now, at last I checked, it was only at about 6% of those cases. So that's a long ways from becoming completely dominant over original recipe Delta. And I think that while we should be concerned and we should watch this, I don't really think that we have the data that we need to say that it is more transmissible, more pathogenic, or more capable of evading vaccines.
Well, that's some encouraging news. One thing I know that folks are monitoring is the geographic spread. It's in the UK, as we said. Where else is it showing up? And what dangers could it pose as far as how easily it might spread and how it can impact people who are already vaccinated?
So it has shown up in a number of other places, including Canada. It was first detected here in July, but it hasn't become the dominant strain of Delta. The good news for us in North America is that it hasn't seemed to be getting an increased share of the number of new cases. Now, that, of course, could change. But right now, Delta in general is still the predominant variant. And that, I think, is where our concern needs to be placed in the immediate present.
So the backdrop of this closer look at the Delta Plus variant is that booster shots are just being approved in the U.S. How could the Delta Plus variant disrupt or perhaps accelerate efforts to get booster shots into arms?
Well, I think, you know, the efforts to get boosters, especially for high-risk people, is really independent from this Delta Plus, because we do know that Delta in general is capable of causing more breakthrough infections. And that's not because it's more immune evasive. That's actually because it's just more transmissible. People who are infected with Delta are shedding a lot more virus, and that virus is a lot more likely to cause an infection, period. So it really is important, regardless of this Delta Plus 2.0, since there was another variant called Delta Plus a couple months ago that was different. We need to look at this as just a warning sign against the backdrop of all the Delta that's currently circulating, that for high-risk people, people who are at high risk of severe disease and people who are high risk of exposure, we need to make sure that we get boosters out to them. We also need to make sure that unvaccinated people get vaccinated, because to date, still the vast majority of the transmission and the disease that we're seeing is an unvaccinated people. But we do need to keep an eye on this, because if there is a possibility for a variant that could further disrupt the vaccination efforts and continue to spread more effectively within vaccinated people, that's something that we definitely need to be on top of and address proactively.
Dr. Angela Rasmussen is a virologist at the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon, Canada. Dr. Rasmussen, thank you.
Thank you so much, Callum.